Blog Talk Radio.
You can't help yourself.
Fellow Americans, it is with the utmost pride and sincerity that I present this recording as a living testament and recollection of history in the making during our generation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is...
What? My name is...
Dr. Drake.
Yeah.
Sir Robert Porter.
Okay, we get it. Start the show.
Okay. How we do?
What?
Oh, yeah.
We are ready, America.
Gotta look good, we out there, Garrett. Gotta look good.
you gotta coordinate, JQ. That's what you gotta do, by the way. Just make sure you coordinate.
That's part of it.
You got the mushroom belt.
See?
I got the mushroom belt.
you gotta coordinate.
Oh, JQ is looking so fresh. Hey, we are.
You're gonna wear that.
The 12th man.
You're gonna wear the little knickers too?
Nah, bro. We ain't gonna go that far. We ain't gonna take it that far.
Oh man, JQ just flashed some amazing golf shoes. You know, he's looking fresh as a queen, man. So anyway, we're having fun. Let's get this party started, gentlemen.
I
gotta tell you,
JQ.
Sorry, hold on.
As JQ gets ready to pull those up. Woo!
All right. Sweet.
Those that don't zoom, you can't see the love. That's good. We're gonna have some fun before we get started. I gotta tell you guys. As we get ready for, we got a lot of prayers out for Tiger, but next week, gentlemen, will be our 200th episode, believe it or not, too.
So I was just going to say that.
Have
wow.
That milestone. Yeah, so we've been doing this for a couple years, and I just want to say next week's going to
be
pretty
more
special,
than that,
man. So, I mean, for the second half of, you know, whenever JQ and them join, too. So we've been,
Rob, we probably got
about, you know, 600 in. I got to check from whenever I started keeping stats and stuff like that, too, man.
Yeah,
so just whenever
we've been
JQ
doing this since
in.
The early 2000s, right? Since 2011, somewhere around there, I think, right?
Wow.
I remember whenever I was in California, and I was in San Francisco, I called Rob, and we're doing the show from the restaurant. It's like me and Rob just having fun, man. So we definitely go back. But whenever we welcomed the third member, JQ, and then we added Curtis, Gary, and obviously we got Lou as well, but it's been fun to see you guys on the show, too. So without further ado, man, JQ, the kicks, bro. How you feeling, man?
I can't believe it's almost four shows.
Yeah, crazy.
I'm struggling a little bit. I don't even know if I should deserve to be on the show. I mean, a Bearcats got dumped. Buckeyes lost. My Lakers are a dumpster fire. I was like, what am I wearing today? I was like, I'm not putting none of this shit on. They all done lost. It sucks.
Now, wait a second. How do you say Lakers are a dumpster fire?
They lost 4 out of 5. They are struggling.
Look, every team goes through a slump. Even you know the good teams. I wouldn't worry about it. They're fine.
Hey, as a fan, I'm worried.
Yeah. Well,
look at Lou.
But don't hit the panic button.
No panic yet. It's still too early to panic.
When you talk about Ohio State, you know, I mean, we probably may not get to that topic later in the show, but since you brought it up, Ohio State's still on target to be a number one seed, even after the loss this past weekend. So it's still no time to panic. I know it's a tough home loss to the arch rival Michigan Wolverine, but right now.
That's the part.
But right now they're still on target to be a one seed even after that loss. You know, obviously you got the Big Ten tournament. The Big Ten is loaded in college basketball this year, man. They are the toughest conference in college basketball. When you talk about Ohio State and Michigan, both probably going to be one seeds. Illinois is as talented as anybody in the country. Iowa might have the best big man in the country in Luka Garza. I mean, the Big Ten is flat out loaded in college basketball. They may have 9, 10 teams getting in the tournament. this year. So Ohio State's still on target to be a one seed. And so, I mean, I would definitely wouldn't hit the panic button on Ohio State. Now, the Bearcats,
oh, no,
on the other hand, Bearcats might be a little too late, too late.
I just don't see how that team that lost can keep its rank.
I mean, they lost to the number three team by, 5 points. I mean, and if you watch the game, it was a fantastic game.
They had a really good game. I know,
it just didn't happen that much, you
don't drop in the rankings. I mean, I thought the loser game would, probably drop out of the top five, even out of the top ten.
No, not at all.
They had won seven in a row. You could have made a case that Illinois could have moved ahead of them, but I think they're right where they need to be. Last I checked, Illinois was losing to Michigan State tonight, so they might have lost too. And that's another team. Michigan State might be getting hot at the right time here again too, after having some midseason struggles. In the Big Ten. And then, talking about the Lakers, obviously they don't have Anthony Davis right now. So it's taking them a while to adjust to that. And they've had some tough competition, too.
They play through the heart of some good teams.
They're playing a tough schedule.
They want to talk dumpster fire. Every team in Michigan is a dumpster fire.
Now, for the Lakers, they got to figure out a way to hold on until the playoff times and, see what type of seed they can hold on to. I think it's unrealistic for them to hold on to the top four seed without Anthony Davis. So you could very easily see the Lakers fall to somewhere between 5 and 7 possibly without AD. But they just need to get right in time for the playoffs.
Yeah, and Michigan State did beat Illinois, 81-72.
Okay. Yeah, I know they had a nice lead on them last I checked.
Well, what's the dumpster fire about the Lakers is that the oldest man, I'm not sure if LeBron's the oldest man in the league, but if he is, he's doing the most minutes in the league, and there's no way that can be good.
I'm going to win that bet, Dre, because he's going to play more minutes. He's going to play more minutes than Steph Curry.
Oh, yeah, he's going to play. He's going to do his damnedest to keep his team. I don't see him falling anywhere near like that. I really don't. I see him right in the ship and somehow, doing the Lakers thing, hanging tough until they get, Anthony Davis back. And I don't see him falling like that,
Yeah.
They could.
Second, third,
quite a while, though.
He said he never gets tired. LeBron said he never gets tired.
I'm not buying that.
The next thing you got to be worried about with AD is, how healthy, how good is he going to be when he come back, right? How long is it going to take them to get game condition back and things of that nature, too. So I think you're at the point where you got to be concerned if you're the Lakers.
They can make the playoffs, but can they make another deep push?
Yeah.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't think.
Sorry, you jumped in. You're right.
I
guess we're good.
How many players Utah have on their roster? With 12, and probably 11 of them can hit the 3-pointers, except for Rudy Gobert. Derek Favors can't hit threes either. But other than those two guys, everybody on the team can hit 3-pointers.
It doesn't make any sense. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they got a lot of 3-and-D guys that can hit the three and guys that can defend. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rob, do you have some coffee this evening, bro?
So what?
Did you have some coffee this evening?
No, I don't drink coffee.
I'm sorry. You on fire, which it's all good, man. You just kept right into it. I was going to check in, see how you doing, and Rob's like went right in about the Lakers. A little tired. It's all good, man. So I'm just making sure that
you're
good.
You started it off with Ohio State, Bearcats, and Lakers. So I might as well figure out and get my 2 cents too.
Yeah, I was like a couple days.
That was how he was feeling.
For real. He walking in like 70 degree weather. He just rubbing it all in on us, man. So I'm just, we just checking in, man.
Look at him, right out of Bushy's tail. Got his purple on, going to the beach.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Gary.
I'm an LSU on, even though we got spanked tonight.
Yeah, you know, I'm feeling pretty good. You know, yeah, you're really chipper tonight, Rob. I don't know. I think you might have pooped out some of that asparagus or something. I don't know, but you're doing all right.
Yeah, two doses all day. That's probably what.
Yeah, that's probably another reason why you're chipper. We ain't gonna talk about that on the air.
Oh man.
I'm sorry, Audrey, my bad.
No worries.
No, this is hilarious to me. Curtis, are you doing okay?
Right on cue.
I'm sorry, Lou. We're just kind of having fun tonight. Curtis, how you feeling, bro?
I put myself in the box. I'm sorry, y'all. Go ahead.
Every day above ground is a good day for me. But one thing you guys were mentioning earlier that is, you know, this wonderful show we have. I got on this when I got diagnosed. Once I got diagnosed and I let the Delta Airlines know that I would be going away because of being diagnosed, Gary suggested Curtis come on this show with me. And that was my entry to this show. So, and I wish it wasn't that way, but my diagnosis is tied to my longevity on this show.
Wow.
Glad to have you, man.
So we hope it goes 10 years.
We're going to keep it
Absolutely.
Going. We're going to keep it going just for that, too. I know.
Hang in there. You're a fighter in the fighter and the trooper, my brother. Hang in there.
We appreciate you, man. We're still waiting for the day that it gets normalized and we can hang out and, you know, do some beers and all that fun stuff, too, man. So it's just it's going to be a great day, man. So I don't really know what else. Dropped in. I was going to try to drop the topics in. There's like too many of them, so I guess for some reason didn't like that in the chat, but we'll try that. But you know, we'll jump right in. We know the numbers, we know how to follow us and all that fun stuff too. And we were going to talk about JQ's Lakers, but we'll kind of come back to that, JQ, and I guess ask you, do they need a trade, or are they going to be fine, or? Or what's your thoughts on that really quickly before we get ready to talk about what's wrong with the Boston Celtics, if you will?
Well, I think the problem is they kind of made their bed, you know what I mean, so to speak. You know, they got one open spot. He's got rid of Cook. And they don't really have the cap space to go get somebody unless they get somebody on a veteran buyout that's willing to come look at them and say, hey, we'll come take the minimum there. But the problem is now when you see this and where they're playing right now, that dude that comes off that veteran, you know, if he say, oh, the Lakers are my best chance to win the title, if you take a little less to go to maybe to the Nets, because they have like one or two spots still open on their roster as well. So that piece of it is more, also more concerning to me is that they may not be that first choice destination in the buyout market anymore because, you know, being a little exposed right now without Anthony Davis. So I don't really think they have to trade assets unless you know, I don't think they can trade Schroeder in them yet because they just signed him in the offseason. So you're really talking about, you know, Kyle Kuzma, maybe it's your best trade chip. And he's actually been playing decent for them right now. But, you know, the defense has not been the way it normally is because you don't have Anthony Davis in it, except with, you know, Winston there to anchor that defense right now. So I think they're going to have to try to figure this out from within. They're going to go on some dinners and do some extra sessions and just trying to do it within. Again, they can, you know, they can scan the market and see what happens. But as far as being able to make a big splash trade where they are, right now, with the salary cap, I just don't see that being an avenue because they don't really have the picks or really the young talent to kind of trade away to go get somebody big.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see if they get involved in the Boogie Cousins conversation, right? You know, you just mentioned that minimum buyout. You know, I think the Lakers are going to at least try to kick the tires with them. Now, I think they had them a couple of years ago until they got hurt. And I think there'll be a few teams that, that may kick the tires with them. You look at the Lakers. You look at the Knicks. They might get involved. The Knicks are, you know, right now somewhere between the 6th and 7th seed in the Eastern Conference. They may kick the tires. Believe it or not, the Trailblazers may even kick the tires with them too. And so it's going to be really interesting to see what team, you know, is going to take that chance on them. But, you know, I think I definitely think the Lakers are going to have a conversation with him. Now, is he going to be a difference maker for the Lakers? I don't think so. But if you get Anthony Davis and you have Cousins, you know, Cousins that might have a bigger impact after Davis comes back if you're bringing him off the bench. But in the interim, if he's got to start, then, you know Cousins is a liability on the defensive end. But, you know, if you got some guys that can penetrate and get to the basket, kick it out to Cousins for them wide open threes, he can be really effective.
All right, convince LeBron to play the three and let Cousins play the four and let AD play the five. But, yeah, you got to have AD back there to cover him up on defense because that dude, what you say, can't guard a chair, can't guard a statue? That Bradley Beal said they couldn't guard a parked car. Damn. That's how I feel about them Boogie Cousins right now. Great offensively, but defensively?
Yep, and you don't want to be in no close games with Boogie Cousins because he's going to cost you about 1 to 3 points a night with technicals.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Forearm shiver, baby.
Oh, man. Hey, JQ, J.R. Smith is still available for you, man. Just letting you know.
Man, if you don't stop that shit.
Looks like Paul George and Gary over there.
Don't kick a man while he's down. Don't kick a man while he's down.
That's oh man,
Gary Stiley the pal
too. Oh man, you know Gary because he normally chimes in on
I would say this of any of the teams, you know, the Lakers are the ones that you know really should consider Boogie. And not because he's, you know, because he's definitely not a defender. But he's a body out there, and they need somebody out there. He can still score, you know, he can still, you know, and then, you know, like you said, JQ, when Anthony Davis gets back, you know, and you bring him off the bench, you know, now you got a Boogie Cousins that's got to score against, you know, a backup center in the league. That's a good situation for him. And he's one that would just, you know, you could get him in there for next to nothing. I would like to see the Blazers take him. You know, we've got Giles is out now, of course, Nurk. Mm. Really, the only one we got in there is Enes Kanter that has been playing his ass off. I'd like to see the Blazers bring him in. You know, I think that would be a good move for him. But if I were him, picking between the two teams, now I'd be going with the Lakers too. So I think the Lakers, if they want the guy, they would be the front runner for the guy. They usually are. Curtis?
Yeah, and Boogie Cousins wants to be there. And Boogie Cousins and LeBron have a rapport. But, you know, the good news is L.A. is not a lock. A lot of people thought they were at the beginning of this season that they would be a lock to repeat as champions.
Yeah.
But they're not a lock. I'm not even sure they're a lock to come out of the West. And the other team that people are talking about being a lock is that Brooklyn team. And I don't really know if that's a lock. And Harden has not been the guy to get you to the championship. He doesn't have that in his DNA, I don't think.
Uh-oh.
I tell you what.
They still got Durant and Kyrie Irving now. Yes, sir.
One thing about the Nets right now is they're starting to play good on the defensive end too. You're starting to see DeAndre Jordan wake up a little bit, and you got to think they're going to be a threat. And to me, if everything stays on course, the Nets and the Sixers can be a heck of an Eastern Conference Finals. And, you know, a lot of people, Ben Simmons is quietly having a really good season. Boy, I tell you, if he could just learn how to hit a 15-footer, he'll be dangerous. Not just a 23-footer, but just a 15-footer. But he's quietly having a really good season. And I tell you, another guy's having a really good season for the Sixers, who I think should have been an all-star, is Tobias Harris. He's having a phenomenal year. He's getting it done on the defensive end. He's getting it done on the offensive end, averaging over 20-some points a game. He's hitting the threes. He's posting people up. He's quietly having a really good season, too. And I think that could be – Say what?
Who you take off? You put in Tobias Harris.
Vucevic from Orlando. Get him out of there. Tobias Harris would be in there over him.
Okay.
Wow.
That boy's balling for Orlando, though. He's balling for Orlando. I know they losses.
Tell me what their record is.
Oh, no, they're terrible, bro.
I love it.
It's terrible. I own that. But, I mean, he's still
balling. Well, you know, in years past, you know, you've had one or two teams really in the East. You know, now you've got six or seven teams in the East that are really solid and made really good moves, you know, to really make that East, I think, very interesting to me. So I'm happy with that. I don't think it's two teams. I think there are two front-runner teams, but I think there's some good teams in the East. Better than there has been in the last, I would say, 5 or 6 years at least.
Different styles.
Yeah.
But once you talk about the Knicks are in the 6 to 8 spot, then, yeah, come on.
Yeah.
But I think the thing you're missing right now in the East is the Bucks and the Celtics is not living up to what we thought they would. And also not just the Bucks and the Celtics, but the Raptors too. So you look at those three teams that's, you know, been top five teams in the Eastern Conference the last couple of years, and neither one of them are living up to, you know, that status this year. I mean, the Bucks got a pretty convincing win over the T-Wolves tonight. I saw a little bit of that game. I mean, it was ugly early, but it was the T-Wolves, right? And yeah, the Celtics.
Thank you.
The Celtics blew a 24-point lead this past Sunday, and you look at the Raptors quietly starting to turn it around. They got a real slow start this year. Obviously, they got OG Anunoby back, and Siakam is starting to play a little better, and that backcourt is playing better. But overall, for the season, they have not played like that top five seed that they've been the last couple of years.
And the Heat, throw them in there too.
The Heat is off to a slow start this year, even though they started picking up here of late. But overall, when you're talking the East right now, it is the Nets and the Sixers.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lou, you got anything to add to that, Lou?
I got cut off. Yeah. Okay, go on.
Yeah.
No, we were saying, do you have anything add to that?
No, I just think Siakam is a good choice.
Nice. All right. So we were right along.
You know, the 76ers are trying to make a move here before the playoffs, too. So we'll see what they can do. I hear they will love it.
Hey, we got the whole
Kyle
second
Lowry.
Half yet.
Yeah.
They had the same problem the Lakers got, though. I mean, who do you give up to get Kyle Lowry, right? Like, you've got Bambi, you got Simmons, you signed Tobias Harris. It's like, okay, you know, I think they've got a spot left, too, as well. But who do you give up to go get them? Are they in that same kind of free agent market buyout? I don't know if they have the space to go make a big move. I think the big move that we saw was going to happen, right? And that was Harden going to the Nets. I think everybody else was just on the fringes tweaking. I don't think there's a big move like that where you're like, I just took the whole landscape of the NBA. Like, I just don't think that move is out there. It's a process from time to time, but unless the Wizards say, hey, Bradley, we love you, we suck, where you want to go, he's the only piece, I think, that can swing the pendulum to somebody, and depending on who they give up, it still may not always put them over the top. But Bills, I think, is the only talent we all see maybe available. that could you know, make a pretender a contender.
Yeah. Really quickly, Rob.
And that is the operative word.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Really quickly, Rob. Players we see as the All Star reserves, and we're gonna get some fantasy shout outs. We're gonna talk some baseball and jump to some football, if you will, too, because we gotta talk about a lot of things that are happening here. So go ahead, Rob, for the reserves, if you will.
I'd say overall with the East, you know, based on Tobias Harris, I already talked about, the only other guy I can make a case for would be Domantas Sabonis from Indiana, who's having a really good season as well, scoring and rebounding the basketball, playing on the defensive end. He will be the only other guy that I think, you know, probably should have been selected that wasn't. Other than that, I was fine with Ben Simmons. I was fine with James Harden. I was fine with Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and Julius Randle is probably having a beast of the season.
What about Zach?
But I'm sorry?
I'll say, what about Zach? Do you feel the same way about him as you feel about Jokic for Orlando?
I would take Sabonis over. LaVine is having a heck of a season, but then when you look at the Bulls' record, but LaVine is having a heck of a breakout season for the Bulls, too. But I would take LaVine out and put Sabonis in. And then with the West, obviously, I'm fine with Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell. In the West, the two guys that I thought should have been in that's not is Devin Booker and Mike Conley. Mike Conley is already having his best season as an NBA pro. Even in his 30s, he's having Ohio State. but Mike Conley is having one of his better seasons, and Utah is the best team in the NBA right now. And so Conley and Devin Booker will be the two that I thought should be in the West that was not selected. I'm fine with Gobert. I'm fine with Donovan Mitchell. I'm fine with Chris Paul. I'm fine with Damian Lillard. And I'm fine with Paul George. I would take out, like I said, I would put Conley and Booker in if it was my choice.
You know, I'm gonna ask you this because we got the same ones on both ones, so I'm gonna take up too much time. I would put in Booker over Paul, but if you take Conley, who do you take out for Conley? You're putting in Conley's place.
Yeah, good call on that.
There's only one person.
Hey, there's only two players I'm taking out. Anthony Davis, even prior to the injury, wasn't the normal Anthony Davis this season.
Ooh.
So Anthony Davis obviously would be one that will be out. And for me, I'm a Pelicans fan, but until we start winning on a regular basis, Zion shouldn't be on this list just yet. Even with the numbers he's putting up this year, Zion. So I'm putting Conley and Devin Booker in over Anthony Davis and Zion Williamson.
Okay. Only one I would differ on is I'm not sure on Conley yet. I feel like Chris Paul gets because he's Chris Paul and he's like the president of the players union or whatnot.
Players
people like Chris Paul.
Yes.
Yeah. But if I'm watching the Suns game, yes, his veteran leadership he's brought to that team with Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton, yes, he deserves a ton of credit for it. But I don't think he should be starting over Devin Booker. I'm good with Zion. Kevin Ingram are doing it, but. Okay, but I keep Booker though. I would put Booker in over Paul, me personally.
Yeah, now Chris Paul has been playing fantastic here in the last few weeks. Chris Paul's numbers have been off the chain. He's been fantastic. He's been scoring the basketball at a high level too.
Clint, let's go.
Gary?
Cool.
What happened?
What happened to Gary?
Y'all tell that Space Jam generator. If you don't go get you up your wallet.
I'm here.
I don't see you. What you got, Curtis? I don't hear. What's up with Gary? I don't know. Here he is. Okay.
What I want to say, and I thought about this because of how. That guy in Dallas is going to be a starter over Damian. And I know that Dallas is a city that's in the top 10 of cities, you know, all around the United States. And Portland's a city that's number 30 in population in the United States. And then you're talking about Conley in Salt Lake, that's a city that's less than Portland. So when people start voting, when you come out of the higher areas of population, you got the best chance of being the starters. And when you're in these little small markets, unless you're,
yeah.
I mean, Damian Lillard, he cannot be denied, and he's in a small market, but he cannot be denied that he is an all-star. And some people
put him in the top five. Right? So the years I was mad with the league is when he just didn't make it. I'm with you, though. I think he started over Luka, but they were both going to make it. One was going to be a reserve, one was going to be a starter. But I think they both deserve to be on the team, right? So I get you there. He's probably not going to get it based on the sheer numbers because Dallas is just so big. But they just are sleeping on Devin Booker. And this is another year where Devin Booker is just getting no love out there in Phoenix. And I just don't quite understand it. He's gotten better every single year. And he's leading that team out of obscurity back to respectability. And it's not being rewarded. He's the engine of that team. If you watch
the game, he's a better player on that team.
And that's why I don't get for Devin Booker. He's really getting the shaft.
Yeah, and they quietly have a big three down there with Chris Paul, Devin Booker, and DeAndre Ayton right now, and some role players. So I mean that's definitely a team to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on a little bit of a roll right now. If I'm not mistaken, they won with 9 out of 10 or something like that.
They're playing good ball.
They kicked our asses up one side and down the other.
Well, one thing I want to say that I saw this weekend, I'm pulling for New Orleans to get their act together and somehow get in the playoffs. Because I think that Zion Williams is selling a lot of tickets. And I think he is a lot of people's favorite person to watch play basketball. And
that boy Brandon Ingram
definitely brings a lot of Zion Williamson definitely brings a lot of viewers to the television set. I can definitely tell you that. Definitely, you know, obviously the Pelicans were on ABC this past Sunday in a prime time matchup against the Celtics. So that's because of Zion Williamson, right? And it turned out to be a heck of a game too.
That wasn't for a shoe to explode, but okay.
Oh.
And he's coming to
Facebook
too. Right? Just a joke. Just a joke.
Let's do the fantasy shout-outs, Rob, and then we'll talk some quick thing about the Dodgers, and we'll get some football talk here.
Oh, yeah.
All right, fantasy shout-outs for the week. The champ is here, had the biggest win of the week, 8-1 over I'm So Hard. That's James in New Orleans, had the biggest win of the week, 8-1. And JQ's team in first place, Ohio Players, 53-28 record. So those are our fantasy basketball shout outs of the week.
Hey, you going to talk about it, Rob?
Congratulations, bro.
Well, Rob is number two. I was waiting for him to talk about it. And I texted because that day I was watching it, I was out. And I think the Nuggets game and the Sixers game was on like side by side. And Murray and B both went for 50 on the nose. So I was sitting there like, oh, Jesus. Rob might be in trouble this week.
I'm trying to figure out, Andre, how we let JQ get MB, Jamal Murray, both of them had 50 points on the same night, LeBron, and Brandon Ingram all on the same team.
You know,
that's draft, baby.
What happened was I had an auto draft for my computer.
People had happened.
So all the players I normally draft, Jake gets pissed at me, like, damn it, like, because I'm normally in front of him in the draft. Oh, look at that. So I probably would have drafted some players that he would have had targeted. So that's probably what happened, honestly. So just letting you know, because that's typically JQ. We're like, damn it, every time that happens, too. I haven't quite put together that. But
No, that's that. And for Rob, drafting two places in front of me and snatching up all my dudes. I was like, come on, man. You're about to kill me. It's
one
like 85 centers.
In front of you
We always draft in front of JQ, and he still finds a way, man. But I had an auto draft set this time. I'm not trying to make
it
insane, honestly, I had an auto draft. So I'll get
it. Yeah, I thought
out.
I was doing something with Bradley Beal, Damian Lillard, and Pascal Siakam. And this dude got LeBron, Jamal Murray.
This dude, not even fair. We got Nazem as well, man. So we got the full gamut of people here, as always. Man, can we get everyone's opinions? All right, y'all gonna have to be fast, man, because again, we got like a lot of us to talk here. So, Vandy, shout out here. I was going to talk really quickly about some baseball, Rob, but hopefully we can say that. I know we got some camps opening here. I do want to talk about some NFL talk here. We had some moves here. We got Carson Wentz turning to the Colts. We're going to talk about what's happening with Cam Newton. And obviously some mock drafts around the corner. And then we see what happens as far as, you know, since Carson Wentz is being traded, that means it's all on Jalen Hurts. But really quickly, I guess, Rob, which team is going to have the greatest upgrade at QB next season? It is on you, Rob. So there you go, man. A lot of things happening. A lot of movers, shakers.
Well, I think it's going to come down to Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson, if any of those two guys get traded. And obviously Houston is standing firm right now that Watson is not up for trade, right? Carolina is offering the house to Houston for Deshaun Watson. I hear first-round picks in the next three drafts for him. So if that was to happen, if Deshaun Watson goes to Carolina, then you say Carolina's got the biggest upgrade at quarterback, right? If that was to happen. But right now, if Watson stays in Houston and Russell Wilson stays in Seattle, you would have to think the biggest upgrade would be Jacksonville getting Trevor Lawrence. That would be the biggest upgrade for a team with a new starting quarterback. But unless Watson or Russell Wilson gets moved, it's going to be Jacksonville with getting Trevor Lawrence at the number one pick. It's not going to be Wentz going to the Colts.
I'm going to say the first domino that fell is Jared Goff, from Jared Goff to Matthew Stafford. Listen, I know you're not as high on as I am, but if you give Matthew Stafford those kind of weapons in a run game that he's not had in Detroit, and we've seen Jared Goff just implode, and I think he got his money too early, I think that's a massive upgrade to me personally. That defense played really well to kind of mask some of his flaws. But I believe that Stafford going to the Rams with that offense with McVay and that defense is on the other side to help him out, I think that is a monumental upgrade for the Rams. I really do.
But do you think going from Goff to Stafford is bigger than Joe Blow to Trevor Lawrence?
In year one, I do.
Y'all told me Gardner Minshew.
We don't even remember who the quarterback was in Jacksonville this past season.
Oh, now y'all don't remember.
It was Gardner Minshew, man. Come on.
We remember the mustache. Nah, come on, bro. We knew it
was Gardner Minshew. I mean, I see what you're saying, JQ, and I agree that's an upgrade, but we're talking about a nobody to the number one pick in the draft. A guy that took the Rams to the Super Bowl to Stafford. Is that a big one?
Whoa.
The Rams went to the Super Bowl in spite
of. Took the
Rams
to the Super Bowl? Yeah, there we go.
In spite of Jared Goff. You know, it was, please don't make any mistakes. Our defense will carry us there. You know, that's really what that was. It wasn't that Jared Goff took that team on his shoulders and took him. So I agree, but you got to remember, Lawrence has not thrown a pass in the NFL.
That's
so you can't just assume he's just automatically going to be an all-pro guy.
He's a savior.
Guy.
He's a savior.
You know,
this team is going to be an all-pro. Well, you're going from a Joe Blow to the first overall pick in the draft.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we can't act like Jared Goff put the team on his back like Greg Jennings. Shout out to the internet for those who know. Those who don't, I'm sorry, you missed out on that joke.
Hey, Gary, your video is a still picture.
Is it?
I don't know.
Yeah,
you put that picture on the wall.
Gary's
I'll send it. Hey, I'll send it to you, Jake.
I'm gonna put it on my
Gatwin.
I would like to say this. When the Rams get to the Super Bowl, well, not that Super Bowl, and when I found early in that season, they were tiptoeing around Gurley, and they lost Gurley going into that season, going into that playoff. If Gurley was anything like he was when they started that season, they would have gave that a better Super Bowl, and they could have won that Super Bowl. But
there you go.
They didn't let none of us know what was wrong with Gurley. And
Ty Gurley had car trouble, and he had to put his kneecap into his carburetor to get it to run. And after that, he never played as a football player. That kneecap is still in that carburetor to this day. I just report facts.
I hate you. Oh my goodness.
Out here.
Oh my gosh.
I guess it's safe to say he won't be with the Falcons next season.
He's not going to be with the Falcons.
He's a rat.
He made a pitch.
Man, he said that dude had a retractable shoulder blade. I forgot. You are an idiot.
Oh, man. Hey, Curtis.
Report as I see it, man.
Hey, Curtis, are you going to be happy with – I know Carson Wentz is leaving your favorite team, the Eagles, with the 43 players on the street, man. So are you okay with that move with Carson Wentz going to the Colts?
Well, it's not really about me. It's what Frank Wright thinks he can do with Carson. And
okay.
I think a lot of people need to be afraid of that, because if he thinks he can make Carson right, that team is set up to do a lot of damage this year. And if he gets Carson Wentz right, they're going to be on their way. Now, what have my mouth open, again, another one of these failure teams, I got some coach trying to convince me that because he's a meathead, he's okay. And he's the guy for the job. And he's a proud guy to be a meathead in that organization. That organization.
Dan Campbell for the Detroit Lions. Huh?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Come after your kneecaps.
That's a solid point, though, because, I mean, it's the same kind of thing where, you know, we talk about the Rams with Stafford. You look at what they have, you know, and I drafted Jonathan Taylor from Wisconsin, Pittman from USC. I like Pascal. I don't know if they can re-sign T.Y. Hilton. They've got like a three-headed monster at tight end. That defense quality is playing really good ball. Rob talks about their offensive line every time we talk about the coach. The only concern I have with them is his cap hit, Winston, because they've got to pay Darius Leonard. I believe his contract is up after this year. And that dude's a stud, you know, that defense. And they've got to find a way to keep him. I don't know if they franchise him and work on a long-term deal. But when that Wentz contract starts to hit that books, that's my only concern. So they built a really nice young team, real quiet, like, and I give them credit. But how does that affect their books moving forward? But I agree with you.
The Eagles are paying some of his salary, though, JQ. The Eagles are paying some of the salary, though. They're paying like $34 million.
Yeah, but that next year is going to be on them, right? So that's when Darius Leonard has to be extended.
Yeah. But they're still like
the Eagles are paying some of the salary, but the cap still is going against the coach, though. It's a weird situation. But, yeah, that's a good point. And I guess for the coach, too, and we don't know from a fan's perspective where we're going to be at the next football season. I mean, you got scientists saying we probably won't be back to normal until December. You know, how big of an impact that's going to have on the NFL revenue.
What year?
Where we're going to be at from a fan standpoint this coming season. The one thing the NFL does have in a favor in its 2021 season is all indications are they're going to 17 games. That additional week is going to bring some big time TV revenue.
I heard about that, but
NFL.
Are they going to start? No, is that, I have a question about it. Are they going to start that on a Labor Day weekend, or are they going to just go into later into like January for the regular season? How's that going to work?
I'm not totally sure just yet, but all indications are they're going to play 17 games in the regular season, which will be an additional
week of TV revenue.
Yeah, I know
that, but when
would
that
17
week start? Would it start
I don't know when
Labor Day, like it used to, or
they haven't said
season to?
I haven't seen anything official, but going with how leagues typically operate, you want to eat up more of the year, so I'm guessing it'll be extended and the Super Bowl and everything will be pushed back. Just from a revenue eye standpoint, that's most likely what it is. Again, not official. Yeah. I haven't read that anywhere.
And you always got to think about that. You have college football kickoff.
They probably won't start it on Labor Day weekend for that point. And from that standpoint, it could be additional revenue and possibly you have an additional cap going
more hurt
into the
players,
40.
And we possibly get some more TJ Hero and whatever else at quarterback because you just made things more risky. Like, why would you do this during this time? Like, whatever. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
If y'all get a chance, there's a clip of Pablo Torre online. He's playing from 2011, the lockout, where the 17-game thing was first explored. And they're playing this exchange between Dominique Foxworth and former Raggedy Carolina Panthers owner Jerome Richardson. And, yes, his name is Jerome. I ain't calling him Jerry. White Jerome. And y'all got to see this exchange. It is hilarious.
This guy right here. Hey, I was going to say, John's just hilarious. I was going to say really quickly, I know that I can't even talk. The Colts could opt out of the contract for 2 years. But that's what I remember seeing on the contract, too, about to win, too. So they do have the option, if he's playing poorly, to opt out of it after, for the last 2 years, too. So that's all I was talking about, too. So it's kind of a weird contract we talked about, too. So they're still on the hook.
If he is what they think he is, they gladly pay the cost. If he's not, they cut.
Correct.
So they really cut loose.
Yeah. They do have that. So that's kind of a good deal.
I think Curtis, you know, was spot on this one, right? You're giving up a third round pick for Carson Wentz, and if the Colts are successful here, then all you gave up was a third round pick and possibly a second or late first round pick in next year's draft. You're spot on. If you pick the quarterback in the third round this year, it was going to be a gamble and probably a bigger risk, right? And to me, it's worth the gamble. And it's going to be interesting to see who comes out on top. I think the Eagles a little bit just will unload the contract. But if the Colts, if Wentz comes out and be at least half of what he was in 2017, because you're going to run the football with Jonathan Taylor. You got Nyheim Hines out of the backfield. Your interior offensive line is set. You need to replace Costanzo. And in my latest mock draft, I got him taken. Christian Darshot, offensive tackle from Virginia Tech. So you can plug him in on an offensive line to play Costanzo when you still got a good defense, right? And so I think Curtis is spot on there that if he's half of what he was in 2017, the Colts are going to be a threat.
And you've never seen a big strong-arm quarterback that you couldn't find some coach that thinks they could fix him. Like, that's just reality. That's why Jay Cutler got so many chances.
Yeah.
There's always somebody.
Oh, my God.
Jeff George.
The
great Jeff George.
Yeah.
Head case, but talented as hell.
They gave up a third-round pick, and in my latest mock, the best quarterback in the third round is Kellen Mond. Can Kellen Mond come in and be ready to start right away?
Ooh.
That's a big if.
That's interesting, though. Like, if he goes to the right places, he might be able to, though. Like, I don't know if I can just say he can't. Like,
there we go. Talk that money ball, JQ. Talk that money ball.
That's low-risk asset.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I would take him in the first round. But you've seen him play at Texas A&M, he gives you these glimpses and these flashes. You're like, man. If he could string those performances together, he could be a dude. And he comes back 2 weeks later and freaking struggles with Arkansas. And you're like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
So, in the third round? Ooh.
Yeah.
In the third round, that's
tasty. Guess who I have him going to? I have him going to the Eagles in the third round.
So you can't do that. You can't trade Wentz and tell them to have Jalen Hurts been drafted quarterback in the third round. You have the same whole conundrum coming back around again. Why would you do that?
Hey, you got to have somebody that can come in and develop, right? I mean, you don't have Hurts as the guy.
Jalen Hurts is 23 years old. What you mean develop? He better be there for 15 years. Jalen Hurts ain't old.
Hey, You got to, hey.
I mean, they could draft the quarterback early.
You got to have another quarterback.
The smarter thing would be to roll out Jalen Hurts and see what you got and then draft another one next year. And to be honest, us as fans had that same quarterback problem. You know who my guy was back in the day? Well, not back in the day, but a few years ago, Tyler Bray. You couldn't tell me that Tyler Bray wasn't going to work in the NFL. Like, we've all done it. We've all got him. You know what I mean? Tyler Bray out of Tennessee. I thought that dude was going to be a prospect, boy. I think he's in the AFL.
But you know what? But you know what, Rob? The same thing you have is, like, we had that now with Jalen Hurts and Carson Wentz. Remember, Washington got in the same problem when they took RG3 and they took Kirk Cousins in the third round, I believe it was. And that in the building, mm-hmm. when you draft those or have two young quarterbacks about the same level at the same time, it causes problems. Like I can see bringing a veteran in to kind of mentor him and push him, but once you get two young guys together, you basically tell them the first young guy, I'm not selling you yet. I'm bringing another young guy to compete with, and I just don't know if that dynamic always works. You can bring in an older dude and a young guy, but two dudes that close in age, I don't know what kind of tension that might create in the locker room.
Well, cap-wise, it's not smart for them to do it either.
You're not comfortable going into the season with Jalen Hurts as your quarterback, correct?
Right.
Say what? But you give Jalen the chance to sink or swim, and then you draft behind him the year after if he doesn't perform. But for this year, because of the cap situation they're in, it's best to just roll with Jalen, see what you got, see if he's actually a player.
So you're saying go not have another quarterback on the roster that can come in and play in a pinch?
Well, you get some project guys or whatever, and a free agent, you know, or some older veteran you can bring in, but nobody that's going to be like, you know, a shadow behind him.
Right.
So
not this year. I agree with that. That's what I was saying. Thank you. Yep. Agreed.
So in a nutshell, you want to put Minshew as the backup quarterback in Philadelphia.
Yep. Get you a Gardner Minshew or somebody behind him, and you're good to go. And then if he sucks, you draft another quarterback next year.
Hey, yeah. I don't want Gardner Minshew.
Let's be honest.
I think that's a fantastic idea.
The Eagles are not going to draft high enough to get one of the premium quarterbacks. So why waste that pick on a guy who's basically a project instead of building up the roster, rolling with Jalen, sink or swim, see what he is. And if he sucks, hey, he's just a second-round pick anyway. And you draft another guy next year where you're probably in a better position.
I agree.
Because right now you're losing out on the top four quarterbacks. You telling me everybody got it wrong and the fifth guy is actually good? Like, not likely.
No. Now, I totally agree Jalen Hurts needs to be the starter going into the season. What Jalen showed you in those last four games, he's at least a playmaker, right? I mean, you would like for his completion percentage to be better. He only completed about 51.2% of his passes. That's the area where he's got to improve. But he was a playmaker. Mm-hmm. He was able to make plays with his feet. The running game was a little bit more dynamic with the RPO options. So he was a playmaker. He was moving the football, getting the team down the field. They only won one of those games, but, you know, they have some other problems on their team. They don't have any weapons on the perimeter. They need offensive line help. They need a lot of help on that football team overall.
Which is why you should draft those positions this year, not quarterback. And look, Jalen's success was too small a sample size to say that you know what you have. Like, no matter what, it's crapshoot. But I'm saying with the Wentz money hanging over your head, it's best to solidify the rest of the team, see what you have, and then draft another guy next year if he sucks. Like, that will put them in position to be, you know, what they want to be going forward. But I don't know. Howie Roseman, y'all know him, man. He do whatever he want on the internet. He don't care about
that. I think it depends. Now, I totally agree with you. If they're able to find somebody in the free agency, obviously free agency hasn't started yet. But if you don't get a quarterback in the free agency, you've got to draft a quarterback somewhere in that third or fourth round in this draft.
Or go get Teddy Bridgewater. Don't get Teddy Bridgewater out there, man. Carolina don't want him.
Kobe Brissett is out there, too.
Yeah,
Tyrod Taylor, so you can get it from the Chargers.
Tyrod Taylor, too. Yep.
Tyrod Taylor would be a good one. It'd be a good one as a back.
What were you saying, Rob? You said Andre something before you went on that little tie right there.
No, I was going to say, Andre, are you going into the season with Jalen Hurts as a quarterback but not another option?
We was never saying that with another option. It's just not – I'm with him. We have limited capital. You guys have to put those everywhere. Sorry. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, what he was saying is just not
car being broke into out here.
Yeah, and I agree. I would not draft a guy high at all. I would not spend a first or second round pick on the quarterback. And obviously, the thing right now, free agency has started. Okay. So when you look at mock drafts right now, you know, you're going into mock drafts with the impression that we don't know what teams are going to do in free agency. Once free agency starts falls in line, a lot of mock drafts are going to change.
That's true.
Yep.
I get what you're going. You're based off the roster as currently constructed.
Exactly.
And like I said, a big part of this is the Wentz money that you have to pay off next year. So in my mind, it's much more important to build up your roster and get cap friendly this year than it is to figure out some kind of dogfight between Jalen and some other quarterback. Like, it's reload the decks while we got this second-round cheap quarterback. We can see if we got something, and if we don't, then we move off from the right, you know, the next year, and then they're solid going forward. But this year, while you're in cap hell, you can't afford luxuries like quarterback, man. You know what I mean? You can't buy Jordans this time, homie. Like, you meet the potato.
Some skits.
We're all in agreement here that Jalen needs to be the starter going into the season. I don't think any of us are saying anything other than that. I think how they go about having a backup quarterback is remains to be seen. But I think we're all in agreement here. Even if they don't get one in free agency, they should not spend a first or second round pick on a quarterback. Not at all.
Agreed.
Those are going to be positions where they have to help Jalen Hurts and not, you know, hinder him as well.
Miles Sanders got to run the ball. Oh, you say Cooper Rush? You're right. Cooper Rush is available. Pick up Cooper Rush, man.
Shit. Hey, Dodgeball is going to be available too.
Oh, my God. Not the rifle.
I'm sorry. The rifle.
That's right.
Ain't nothing but a BB guy. Shout out to JJ Watt calling him the BB guy.
Gentlemen, this has been an interesting day and night, not only from the Tigers scenario, but just everything that happened. So literally we're up against it. We got about 3 minutes for the show. I don't know if you get your last comments in for OT, because we're going to wrap this up pretty quickly here too. So I don't know. We're going to let you guys pick the topic, go around, and let's wrap up this show, because we've been literally on fire since we started too. So. Go ahead, Rob. You got a minute for OT.
Are we doing our topics, or are we doing our preparing our audience?
This is your wrap-up. Like I said, we can save some for next week, but, this is a wrap-it-up because, again, it's, like, literally about 3 minutes till the end of the show, till like, 12 o'clock, which is crazy. And 1 minute till OT.
With that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you all for tuning in to another great edition of Talking Sports with the 12th Man. We thank you for joining us on this Tuesday night. We'll be back at you live on next Tuesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central for our friends on the West Coast. That's going to be 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We thank you all for joining us. You click on the same link the rest of the week and you can get the rest of our OT portion. Won't have much of an OT portion, but you can click on this same link to get the rest of the show. Good night, people. Once again, next Tuesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Pacific. For our friends in Albuquerque, that's going to be 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Good night, people.
Hot air ballooning. Hey, yeah, we appreciate y'all for listening to the show and tune in next week. But, you know, I just wanted to say Michael Pittman is a monster for not getting Carson Wentz that number. Like, come on, baby. That's going to be your quarterback. Like, I know he ain't Tom Brady or Peyton Manning, but that dude... He can't get your car service or give you a couple sacks, you know, for number 11. He's going to be your starting quarterback. Michael Pittman said, nah, bro, we good on this side. Keep it number 11. Keep it pushing. Like, that's tough business.
Hey, that's the guy that's going to feed you, man. You want to support him, he's the one that's going to feed you.
Yeah. Price of the brick going up. This ain't nothing but negotiation, baby. Price of the brick going up.
All right. Let's do these last topics. Rob, you pick a topic, go around the room, and the floor is yours, gentlemen. Too. Maybe we can ask Naj where he wants to go, and he can kind of figure out if he wants to go football or what, and you can kind of talk whatever is on your mind for the last part of the show.
Well, if any of y'all as grown men decide that you're going to try to play a video game, let me tell you something, man. NBA, 2K, Madden, all that stuff is too hard now. It ain't like back when you used to play when you were younger, when you were in your 20s and tried to play. I tried to play, and now I don't like video games. I'm never going to play again, and I learned my lessons. So I just want to state that out there for a public service announcement. Once you hit a certain age, your video gaming days are over, sir.
Oh, it's got about 20 buttons on that joker. It's hard. I'm with you, man. I stopped playing. I think after Vic was on there, and you could just run him around the end and go score. Like, you can't play him no more. It's too much happening. You're trying to hot rod and blizzard. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I'm 1,000% with you on that one. I don't have one. I'll let y'all have it. I'm sorry. I spent too much time in the beginning with the Lakers and the Buckeyes and whatnot. So I'll let y'all have the floor, but. Damn, so straight on that. I could chill with that damn PGA 2K21. Just trying to get my thumb to go straight back and straight forward. Hit the shot. You talking about Madden and all that foolishness?
Too much.
Oh, player, I can't do it. Can't do it.
That's an interesting statement. I'm with you. I'm with you there. Well, hold on. I'm with you there, Naj, because we're going to – this kind of issue went down this route, man, because I remember – that's how me and Rob first met, too. We were actually playing. We met at a good buddy of ours' wedding, and we actually connected on Madden. And literally now, I couldn't – I don't even want to – I hate the game now. This game sucks, man. I don't even want to play. You can flip. There's certain things you can do. You got, like – you got these little kids that are, like, running shit routes on you. Like, what the hell are you doing?
Man,
I don't like the way the players are anyway. I don't like the look. I don't like any of it, man. So – I'm still, like, holding on to my NBA or my NCAA 2K, you know, or, like, the old school EA Sports, man. That's me, man. So I don't like the new stuff at all.
In the game.
Yeah. Madden football.
I haven't played in years. It's probably, it's been close to 7, 8, 9, maybe 10 years since I played. But, I agree with Nas. Those days are over. Those days are over.
And you know what's sad?
You can check out the mock draft. We got a 4-round mock draft posted on our page on the Talking Sports with the 12th Man. So check it out. This is the biggest one I've done this year so far. So we got a 4-round mock draft that's posted on the Talking Sports with the 12th Man on our Facebook page. So definitely check it out.
Well, I just wanted to say, my thoughts and prayers are with the Tiger Woods and his family. I hope for a speedy recovery from Tiger. He was getting ready. He wasn't sure if he was going to be able to play in this next major, but, you know, he was leaning that way with the amount of injuries he's had. I'm hoping that, you know, if he's not able to play another round of competitive golf, I'm hoping that at least he'll be okay enough to enjoy his life and his family and his children. So my thoughts and prayers are with Tiger Woods and his family.
Yeah, man. Compound fracture and a shattered ankle.
Yeah.
Really sad news. It sounds like he was on the way to a video shoot. And really sad news. And couldn't have said that better. So our prayers certainly go out to him and his family.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What's next for Cam Newton?
Tiger Woods brought me to golf. And I enjoy watching it now. And I watch a certain amount of golf on my weekends. And I have been for a little while. And I got, I get some, it's a relaxing thing for me. I'm going to tell you guys, it was about not this last weekend, but the weekend before last, because I'm reflecting on some of the best times of my life. I went to the 2000 Sydney Olympics, and I was down there for like 10 days. And so I was watching the Australian Open, the tennis match, and it brought me back to my Olympic days being down in Australia. And as a matter of fact, the two girls that I had the best times with were from Melbourne, Australia, which were where the tennis matches were. And then that same weekend, they had a golf tournament at Pebble Beach in California. And I've been there. I used to go down to the Bay of Breakers every year. And I have friends that live down there. And I would visit them. And I would be in that area. And I would see how beautiful it was and everything. So they were really good times in my life that I was watching, when I was watching sports on that last weekend.
Nice. Good deal. Thank you, Curtis. Gary, did you get your last thoughts in, sir? I want to make sure that we got yours in as well.
Yeah, yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes.
We know Nosh took us on another route whenever he talked about video games, but that was a whole other conversation right there too, man. So truth be told, but that was, you know, that was good times, man.
Fact.
We're getting old, man. We hadn't touched video games. I don't touch you with Madden, man. You do your thing, man. I don't know what the hell you're doing over there. Hot route, you know, whatever.
I was so good, though, before, man. I was so good, bro. Like, I didn't understand. I suck.
No, I'm just taking it hard. No, man, I feel you, man. I mean, sometimes you got to retire, man, because, you know, JQ said it right. It's like 20 buttons now. It used to be real simple. Like, we knew, like, you could flip it, you can hot rod it, I can change the play, I can flip it. And I'm like you, man. I knew a simple thing, a way to call the defense, how to blitz. And then now they made it like super uber hard. And it's like, what the hell? You know, I just want to turn the game to play. I don't want to sit here and, I mean, we had blitz packages. We can do different things. And it was fun. It was actually a fun game. Now it's not even fun anymore. That's the thing. It's so realistic. It's not fun. Not fun. Fourth down, 0%. You know, come on, man. I don't know. That's my tangent. That's all I got, man. Nah, it's taking me down the path, man. shout out to Rob. Thanks for putting the mock drafts on there. Curtis, appreciate you, man. You're in our prayers. Gary, hope your dad's doing well, too, sir. Is he doing good as well, sir?
Well, he's hanging in there. He's got another week before he goes in to meet the surgeon to see if he can start putting some weight on his leg. So, eight more days for the big countdown. So, we're hoping.
Okay. Gotcha. Pray
we're
for your
hoping.
Dad,
but thank you, guys.
So, yeah.
Thank you, gentlemen, for, you know, you always say the right things when I need to hear something. You know, Curtis knows about the situation with my dad. So he's always calling in and checking, but it's always really a blessing to be on here with you. So are you saying that next week is the 200th show, or was it this week? Next week? Okay. Mm-hmm. We need to have some champagne or something, right?
We did.
We should all toast.
We did.
What do you think?
It's Tuesday.
Make it happen. No, that's why I'm giving out. I'm telling y'all, we have a week to get prepared for turn up. I'm letting you know early.
On the Tuesday.
You never met a drink you don't like.
Hey, I'll take a shot of Crown Apple with y'all, but that's about as far as I'm going to go.
Sir, what did you say? What did you say?
I'm taking a shot of Crown Apple.
Oh, right, yeah. That'll work.
My whole image of JQ just changed.
It's Tuesday, man. I ain't trying to go that hard on a Tuesday. I'm not getting all that hard stuff for the week, man. You got to pace yourself.
There's nothing hard on
I'm so things. Disappointed. I'm so
hey,
disappointed.
You can be disappointed. That shit is delicious.
Thank you. I got some Cat Daddy moonshine for you, JQ.
No. Don't get it twisted. I drink regular Crown as my choice, but, you know, the wife bought me Crown Apple from, you know, Valentine's Day so she could share it with me. So that's what's in the house, so that's what I'm drinking.
Here it is. All right. Good deal. All right. Cat Daddy. All right. Good deal. Gentlemen, Rob, it's been great. Do you have any last look at Rob? Look at Rob's face on the Zoom. I don't know if it's frozen or if that's for real. Oh, okay.
like Diddy and Nas. You can hate me now, but it won't stop now.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
We're having too much fun. Gentlemen, next week, in preparation for the 200 episode, have your drink, as Gary said. Curtis, have your drink. Nas, if you're graced to join the call, have your drink of choice as well. We're going to toast to another amazing year, if you will, some normalcy. Just great to spend some time with you guys, and I cannot wait for the moment whenever we're together doing something, just hanging out, wings, whatever, you know. You know, I'm looking forward to that day too, man. So, you know.
It'll be a glass of wine for me.
Yeah, it's all good.
Here you go.
There it is. I got some reasoning over it too, so good deal. All right, gentlemen, enjoy the rest of the day.
Wine.
Get some rest.
Yeah, we said wine, not reasoning.
Reasoning? We said wine. Come on.
I think we're just out here sending shots on people's choice of drinks tonight. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. See, I went from Cat Daddy Moonshine, and then it was like, that was too much. And I went from, like, you know, I got my mics in the middle. I'm like, hey, you know, I like a nice
drink. You went from one extreme to the other.
I'm a very complicated person. It's all good. So, you know, just it is what it is. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep everything good. I got weddings to DJ as well, man. So I'm trying to keep myself together and make sure everyone's okay. So it's all good. A lot of love. Get some rest, gentlemen. We'll have fun. Next week, 200 episodes, man. That's what we should be celebrating. Talk to you guys soon. Deuces.
All right, y'all. Later.
Good night, people.
Yeah, let's celebrate
good night.
Next week.